This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. This morning, President Abdullah, the King of Jordan, goes first. It's Obama's first major meeting at the White House with a Middle East leader. And the leader is not from Israel. What does it mean? Jonathan Marcus joins us from the BBC, our partners in London. Jordan has always been a mediator in the Arab-Israeli conflict. It's no surprise that Barack Obama would want to meet with King Abdullah. But is there a message beyond simply the meeting itself, Jonathan?
I think there's something of a message. I think it's clear that the Obama administration is trying to set out a new stall in terms of its policy in the Middle East. It's interesting. President Obama met with the Saudi king briefly in London during the G20 meeting. He obviously did this very interesting trip to Turkey, an interesting speech there, which went down by and large very well in the Arab world. So I think particularly here in Europe, you know, we're watching the unfolding of the Obama policy towards the Middle East with some interest. And it's clear that the Israelis not so much have been snubbed. I wouldn't put it as strongly as that. But I think there's a certain amount of unease with the evolving position of the Netanyahu government, its failure to explicitly back a solution of two states for two peoples as the main approach to peace in the region, which is obviously the central element of the Obama administration's approach. So the Jordanians are important actors. They're certainly an actor who feels very much disadvantaged and, if you like, a victim of the absence of peace in the region. And so I think this meeting between King Abdullah and the president will be another opportunity for this gradual unfolding of the Obama administration's position towards the region.
Jonathan Marcus, the Jordanians have called for continually throughout the Bush administration for more engagement on the part of the United States. But beyond a re-engagement in the Arab-Israeli conflict, what is the King of Jordan looking for, do you think?
Well, I think clearly the nightmare for Jordan would be the replication of the situation in the Gaza Strip in the West Bank, which obviously borders Jordan. There is a great concern about the potential for radicalization there. There's a great concern on the part of Jordan that there are some more right-wing voices in Israel who see Jordan and the West Bank united as potentially the solution, as they would have it, to the Palestinian problem. And so the getting some weight behind the diplomatic process, getting some weight behind this idea of two states for two peoples, and indeed linking that to this code phrase that the Obama administration uses, a comprehensive peace in the region, which is a kind of a shorthand for a gesture towards the Saudi-backed Arab peace plan, which isn't entirely perfect in the American view, but certainly offers some positive features. That is very much the sort of thing that's on the Jordanians' minds.
Finally, and before we go, does Jordan have a role to play in mediating between Fatah and Hamas? And does Jordan have a channel with Hamas? It seems that they're very much associated with the more conservative leadership of the Palestinians on the West Bank.
Well, they are. And I mean, I think the country that in the Arab world that clearly has the strongest channel with Hamas is Egypt, obviously with its own very particular concerns about the situation there in the south and the relationship with Israel and so on. But I think clearly in the wider Arab world, there is a strong desire that there should be some form of Palestinian unity. I think a feeling clearly that ultimately whatever happens on the West Bank and in the Gaza Strip separately, that the destiny of the Palestinian people can only be achieved if there is some considerable degree of political unity between Hamas and Fatah.
Well, as always, thank you, Jonathan Marcus, a diplomatic correspondent for the BBC, our partners in London. Thank you, Jonathan.